What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
So today we're going to be talking about auto physical damage, which is comp and collision. And I have some stories just from this week. A lot of times when I'm working on the show, I'm thinking about things I just did or things that we did during this week. And we had a customer that had some work to be done on that. But first of all, you ready for Olympics, Kathy?
Absolutely.
What do you think about it?
I'm ready for it. I like it. I like watching it. Enjoy it.
So I went to the 96 Olympics when it was here. I went to see the Team USA. I guess it was a dream team to play basketball. And, of course, it was just full of celebrities and whatnot when we were there. And then we had, the river rafting here, of course. We had the problem, obviously, with the whole debacle with the Olympic bombing that ended up coming back to our area, which was unfortunate. But I'm excited to watch it. I think it'll be something to do. It'll be good. And it's kind of one of those crazy years this year, being election year, and also the Olympics is here this year as well. So you were pretty fast, right, Kathy, back in the day? Mm-hmm. What did you run?
I ran, relays as well as the mile, the sprints. I was really fast in the sprints.
Your dad was definitely fast. He played football at Florida State, and he told me he ran a 4.5 40 in pads. So he was definitely a good athlete. And we have his scrapbook when he played. He had one of the leading rushers in the state of Florida. So Kathy's got an athletic family, and of course I played basketball and I did high jumping. But that's about my extent of what I did. But anyway, I'm looking forward to the Olympics, and we'll be watching this for sure. So talking about auto physical damage, that's what you send your policy. You've got comprehensive coverage and collision coverage. One thing that we just do not like to say is full coverage. Mm-hmm. And what we'll hear a lot of times from a lender or even our own employees, I'll hire an employee and they'll say, do you want full coverage on that? And the problem with that is it creates a bad connotation because there is no such thing as full coverage insurance. It doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And so we're throwing this word around saying we have full coverage, and it's given the thought to people that, hey, I got a claim. I've got full coverage. I'm covered fully. And particularly when we're looking, when the word is used, the intent of that word is specifically for what we consider comp and collision or physical damage. That's the damage to your vehicle. Mm-hmm. If you think you've got full coverage and we're talking about liability, like you've gone out and caused an accident and you're getting sued for $1 million, you're not going to have, quote, full coverage. It's going to be limited to whatever liability limits on your policy. Mm-hmm. But when we're looking at, when this word's thrown around, it's specific to comp and collision. Why do people have to have the comp and collision case? What's the primary reason? That you have to have it.
Normally, they have to have it because they have a lien. They owe money on their vehicle.
Yeah. So when you borrow money for a vehicle, the lender is going to require you to have insurance on that car. That way, they're protecting their interest in the vehicle. Mm-hmm. And the title is going to go to the. I've financed cars, unfortunately, over the years, but I've had that go to. The title. You don't have the title on your hand. It goes to, I guess, the state or the lender has it. And, the state of North Carolina, in this case, right where we live, will prepare a title, and that title is going back to the lien holder. And they keep that title until the vehicle's paid off. And once the vehicle's paid off, you get your title in the mail that's free and clear. And at that point, you can choose to take the comp and collision off. It would be an error if an agent were to remove comp and collision with a lien holder on the policy, because you cannot do that. Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Kathy?
Well, I just don't think it's a good idea not to have lease comprehensive, even if you have paid off your vehicle. I feel like the comprehensive is very inexpensive and it covers a lot of different variety of different things. So if people don't know what comprehensive coverage is, it covers if the vehicle was stolen, if it was, if you hit a deer, which is very, very prevalent here. We see that happen. We see animals being hit quite a bit. So that's something I always encourage people to carry, as well as if it catches on fire, that's another thing. So people have windshields, stuff like that people need to understand what the different coverages are and why they need that. But comprehensive covers a lot of different things, flood, notes like that too. So just keep that in mind as you're looking at taking off summer coverages. You might really need those, and I wouldn't, especially where we live, I would not encourage anybody to take that off, even if you had your vehicle paid for.
I think you're right. I mean, you may want to take it off. You've got some kind of old farm truck that's just, you know,
I've had
practically worthless
situation where someone just said, I really want to. I said, okay. And I had them sign something saying that they understood what they were doing. 2 weeks later, they hit a deer and totaled their car. And then, you know, I already had this conversation. They knew. I told them all about it. I had a document. They signed something. It's not that we're telling you guys what to do, but we're just encouraging you to understand what the coverages are so that you would be covered in that situation. And it's very prevalent. We have people hit deer. We have it happen all the time, or some type of animal. So just keep that in mind.
Well, we've had them hit cattle or livestock. Hail damage is a pretty prevalent claim on that one.
We had a customer hit a bear. I mean, they had to hit a bear.
Yeah, we had a customer. this is a funny story.
Or also, I mean, from Asheville, their daughter hit
Emu.
Emu.
These are like all comprehensive claims.
Yeah.
Was it that emu that's on the Liberty Mutual commercials?
Yeah, that. Yeah, probably something like that. They had a farm out by the highway outside of Asheville, and they ran into it. They kept calling it ostrich, but it was an emu.
We found out later it was an emu. And
it's not a good situation.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen to us.
Right,
it's like I said, we hit an emu of all things.
But they will damage your car, you know, extensively, and you want to make sure that you're covered. But hail damage is another big one that we see on comprehensive as well. So those are the things, and we see claims. So just, you know, keep that in mind as you're reviewing your coverages.
And, you know, the windshield claim is probably a pretty prevalent one. You know, rock hits your windshield. You actually can get a lower deductible sometimes on, you know, they call actually full glass covers. Not full covers, but full glass covers.
Absolutely.
Which means there is no deductible. So Kathy's right. I think, you know, the comprehensive may be something, even if you got an older vehicle, may be worth carrying just for these situations we talked about.
Do you have money to replace your vehicle if you were to hit a deer? You know, that's why I try to put them in that perspective. If this happens or this happens, would you have the, you know, extra money to go buy a new car? Because, you know, it's going to be totaled. Some of them have been totaled. We've seen it happen. So, and new cars are very expensive right now. So if you have an older car, even to replace it with something, you know, even used, it's going to be very expensive to replace. So
we were going to trade in our Honda Pilot, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and it's got 185,000 miles on it. Mm-hmm. It's in good shape. Everything's good about it. They offered me $3,500 to the dealership for a trade-in. And I bet you that same car now would be that's even gone up in value over what they offered me
absolutely.
Previously. So Kathy's right.
We kept it because it wasn't worth more. We knew it was worth.
Yeah, for $3,500, I'll just keep it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we used it to run around the office, things of that nature. You know, there's nothing wrong with that car. It's still mm-hmm. a good vehicle. What do you think about, you know, another thing I was going to try to say, I'm trying to get my thought here, is that when you have a comprehensive claim, it's not going to be one that raises your rates like a collision claim does.
Exactly.
Now, you may lose maybe like a claims-free discount, but they don't consider this to be at fault. So if you have a tree fall in your car, you hit the emu, you mm-hmm. hit a deer.
Yeah.
Anything that, you know, that happens other than driving the vehicle that happens damage your vehicle is under the comprehensive part of the policy. Mm-hmm. And the good thing is that's not going to raise your rates because it wasn't your fault. You know,
right.
They
still sometimes surcharge, but not nothing horrible.
I don't think they do. I think you just lose discounts. And I think at some point you could be, if you have like five of them or something, they may end up canceling your policy.
Excessive, yeah.
But if you got one comp claim here and there,
yeah,
you're probably going to be okay. And I wouldn't encourage somebody to turn in everyone they've got.
Yeah, multiple claims are not good. I always encourage people to have a higher deductible. I always say higher deductible, lower premium, which is true. And also, did they have that type? What kind of money do you have available if you were to have an accident? Can you pay that? Because when you have a deductible, you have to pay that first prior to the actual carrier actually kicking in. So I want to make sure that they can afford that, even though, you know, make sure they have that type of. But also, it helps you not to turn in a bunch of claims, small claims too, for
it's
that.
It's a deterrent to turn in a claim that you shouldn't turn in otherwise. Exactly.
But if you don't have any claims, then you're saving the money on the premium as well.
Yeah. So that's a good coverage, really, because it's broad. It gives you, I can't think of anything. The only thing that wouldn't be covered if it was like maybe intentionally wrecked your car, that would be collision anyway. But if we took a hammer to your car or something like that, or somebody vandalized your car.
Right.
I mean, if you did it, it's not covered at all, so that'd be intentional, but somebody else vandalized your car, it would be. So when we get back from the break here, we're getting ready to have a break, and we're going to talk more about auto physical damage coverage. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Hathi, and we are your radio host on Peace of Mind on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore. And we want you to know where our locations are. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. They're located in Blairsville, Georgia, or right across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office. Come by, see us there. We're in the South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we're in the building. We have a separate wing, and we're there to help you there in Blairsville. Our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is also in Hiawassee, Georgia, located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're in the Town Trace building, which is the red brick building next to the hospital. So come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina. We are next to United Community Bank. We're located at 157 Highway 64 West. That's our main hub, so come and see us there in Hayesville. Then we have a location which is called Mountain Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. We're right past Arby's and So Good Restaurant on the left there. We're also located on Highway 64 in Murphy, so check us out there for your insurance needs in Murphy. And our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. We're between United Community Bank and the Burger King, so come by and see us there as well to help you with your insurance needs. And you also can check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com, and also you can request a quote there and check out all of our locations. And you can also check out all these different radio shows, podcasts on our website if you've missed one. And we'd love to help you with your insurance needs.
All righty. So today we're talking about physical damage insurance, and this is on your vehicle. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't have to do with a third party where you've caused an accident and you're getting sued. This has to do with what we call first party, that you own it and you're out of money or out of pocket because you've wrecked your car. Mm-hmm. This would be when you're at fault, not when somebody else is at fault, because theoretically they would have insurance, hopefully, and they would be paying for your damaged vehicle on their insurance, unless they didn't have any, which would go back to an uninsured motorist. But so a claim that happens, you know, you got two different grades. There's types of damages. One could be what we call a comprehensive claim, or other than collision. Mm-hmm. And the other one is if you're driving the vehicle, with the one exception, if you hit a deer or animal, that's considered comprehensive because they don't consider it to be your fault. Now, there is one thing about that. If you hit the deer or animal, that you got to hit it. You can't just, hey, a deer came and I swerved and ran into a tree.
Right.
That's going to be considered collision loss. So you got to be careful about, you know, you make pictures of a deer where maybe the deer hair or whatever you can do to show where you actually had a collision with an animal, because if you just run off the road and wreck your car, that could be considered a collision loss, and it's going to raise your rates. And also, if you didn't have the collision coverage, you may have no coverage for that situation.
I would say probably the collision part of it. I mean, basically anything you collide with, if it's an embankment, a tree, what have you, with another car. I mean, just there's the collisions, how you do stuff like that. But the collision coverage typically is the most expensive coverage on your auto policy. When you look at, especially if they're newer cars, you know, newer different types of vehicles, we see that is a lot more expensive coverage for your actual policy.
And especially if it's a young driver.
Absolutely.
And that's why we recommend, you know, if you could maybe have an older car for a young driver. I know but new cars have all the safety features, which is a problem not to have, but if you're looking fairly from, you know, like a dollars and cents type of way, you're almost better off to just get a car
that's least used. It doesn't have to be like really, really old, but it has some of the features that, you know, backup cameras, so that any type of safety features are always good with a new driver, an experienced driver. But it helps all of us, even when we're experienced drivers, with the different new safety features. But it's definitely more of an expense if they have all the bells and whistles too for that vehicle if it's got collision.
Just from purely saving money, and if you're in a situation where you just can't afford it, maybe you just want to get an older car and just not carry any comp or collision on it, and just not pay the fuel surcharge. Maybe you'll buy a new car in a couple of years. I mean, buy $1,000 car or whatever. But, you know, I know that's kind of hard to find these days.
I don't think you can find a $5,000 car at this point. Well,
go see Dave West over there. Yeah. Dave's got some over there. He's got, you know, a nice Volvo or something, older Honda or whatever. You know,
he doesn't have a huge...
But it's hard to find them. Yeah. But they're all out there. You can get it. Yeah. But then you got to pay your repair costs. There's a trade-off with that. Now, if we're buying a new car, one endorsement we like to add, I think we just go ahead and add it every time we can when somebody buys a new vehicle. There's a new vehicle replacement cost coverage.
It's called new car replacement.
Yeah. So what happens is you get when you draw off the lot with a vehicle, you've automatically lost 10% of the value of the vehicle. I mean, maybe you leave the lot, I just lost $5,000. So in this case here, normally they'll add this on for a couple years, where if you were to total that car within a certain time period, they're going to buy you a brand new one of like kind of quality, same kind of model. And that's a nice thing to have, especially on somebody that's bought a new vehicle.
Well, there's sometimes people, they opt to finance it and zero down, financing. Sometimes even when they drive it off the lot, they've lost so much, they depreciated so much. That's a problem, of course. But they also might owe more on the vehicle than they actually get when it actually does, have to replace it. So that becomes an issue.
And that's why you want to have what's called gap coverage.
Gap coverage, yep.
Yeah, and I have seen that paid before, where people have had, the underwater on the vehicle, and it's totaled, and all of a sudden the insurance company's saying, hey, here's your check for $10,000, and the loan or lien on the car is
$15,000. Right, and so then they're upset with us, but... They're the ones that chose to finance it that way. So that's, or they didn't get how it was covered. So
always you want to look at what the cost is going to be before you buy a new car. Like I had a kid come in 1 year ago that he bought a new Mustang.
Oh, yeah.
He was all excited about a new Mustang. And then he saw his insurance premium, and he turned about pale what it was going to cost to insure the Mustang. And he was on the hook for it because he had to have insurance because he had borrowed money against it. So if somebody can get us a VIN number,
year, make, and model, that's what we need to give you accurate.
We can go in there and give you a idea. Hey, if you had this vehicle, it's going to cost this much. Now you've got to look at it from a pro rata versus an annual too. So if you've got 3 months in your policy, then here's your pro rata cost, but here's going to be your annual cost as well, or whatever.
That's huge, especially with a new driver, an experienced driver. You're financing the vehicle. There's all these different factors that's brought into the play when you're buying a new car and you have a new driver on the actual policy. So
there's just not much way to come out ahead on a vehicle, is there?
No.
I mean, you're going to lose money. Unless you buy maybe a classic vehicle. I've seen some people have these exotic vehicles, and they'll pay $250,000 for it, and they'll sell it for $300. I mean, I've seen that happen. But just like people like us folks here, we're going to lose money having a vehicle.
Well, I can just tell you, parents, if your kids are getting to that age of possibly starting to drive, there are different discounts available in Georgia. There's hardly any in North Carolina. So, if they have a good student, that they have, they have to provide the transcript showing that they're a good student, have to maintain a certain average, or they take defensive driving, or they've done some type of course online. Those things will be good factors to have. It will help with the cost. But we've told our parents that are coming in saying, they're going to be starting to drive soon. Prepare yourself, because when they find out how much it's going to cost to add them to the policy, they get very, they can't believe it. It's a lot. And just because of their inexperience. So keep that in mind to start saving now if you have children coming up in the age to put them on the policy. So
it's like the looming thing that's over your head. It's going to happen.
It's inevitable. Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's going to be expensive.
Absolutely.
So I had a customer yesterday that had a customized vehicle. Mm-hmm. And this, we're talking like he's in Metro Atlanta, got a big business. He paid $90,000 for this van. He's, quote, tricked it out, and now it's $75,000 more.
Yes.
And so so your vehicle is going to be covered exactly the way it rolled off the assembly line at the factory. If you do any type of customization or anything,
modifications.
So I had to increase the coverage on his vehicle by $75,000 to cover all the customization right. that he's done to the vehicle.
People don't think about that too. If you put a new bed, you put in
camper
bed,
hitch,
you put a bench in it. Like the what's the thing on the back of it?
I don't know.
It's like the little toolbox. That's what it was. The toolboxes in the back. I call it a bench. It looks like a bench. So look at those. Anything you add, new wheels, tires, painting jobs, stuff like that, you need to definitely let us know because we need to verify and let the customer know. Or
call your insurance agent. Let them
Absolutely.
Know. And fortunately, my customer called me yesterday, and now we don't have $75,000 that's not covered on a vehicle.
Right. We've got it covered. So that's
okay.
good.
So we are done with today's show, and thanks for listening. We'll be back next week on their show. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy. We're on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.